Stage 13, Schmittenfelsen Viewpoint. Here, up on the rocky Schmittenfelsen, you can get a wonderful view of the surrounding Hegau Mountains to the north and northwest of Hohentwiel. Directly below them, you can see to the north the information center where we started our guided tour. To the right is the inn, and behind the information center is the Hohentwiel estate with its houses, animal stalls and barns. The sheep and goats which graze in the Hohentwiel conservation area are kept here and thus ensure the landscape remains clear and not overgrown by bushes and trees. The estate accommodates 750 ewes and 60 goats. Animal skins, wool and other products from the sheep and from the meadows round about dotted with fruit trees are also made available in the farm shop.
The Hegau Mountains can clearly be seen in the background. In the west, to your left, is the unmistakable shape of the Hohenstaufen with its two peaks. To the right, also in a northwesterly direction, are the Hohenheven. A little further to the right, and more in the foreground, the Mägdeberg. And directly to the north of the estate, you can see the Hohenkrähen. Like Hohentwiel, these mountains also had their noble masters during the Middle Ages. Some castle ruins are still to be seen. But none of these castles were developed into fortresses because most of them were owned by noble families who had become impoverished during the Middle Ages. Others became hideouts for robber knights in the later Middle Ages, such as Hohenheven or Hohenkrähen, and from these the castle lords used to set off on raids. This was certainly the case at Hohentwiel when the Herren von Klingenberg were in charge. Even they became robber knights in the 15th century, but the story of Hohentwiel took a very different turn with the appropriation by Ulrich von Württemberg and the resulting expansion of the fortress site.